At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For years, if you were a serious crypto trader, you were kind of stuck, right, facing this dilemma. You wanted the lightning speed, the deep order books, the tight execution you get on a centralized exchange, a CEX. But you also wanted the security, the full control over your funds, and, well, the public transparency that only true on-chain execution in DeFi can really offer. You almost always had to pick one. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive is to look at what seems like a genuine attempt to finally end that trade-off. We're focusing on Avi.ai. Now, they were already a giant in the multi-chain aggregation space, but we're looking at its recent integration of the EdgeX PerpDX system. They're claiming this creates a single, unified, fully on-chain ecosystem for both spot trading and perpetual contracts, and the big claim, delivering CEX performance without, you know, sacrificing decentralization. If this actually works as advertised, it's not just an upgrade. It could be a foundational shift in how Web3 trading infrastructure functions.
And that's really the key point. Before this integration, Aave.ai was primarily known as this massive data and spot trading aggregator. Think of them like the ultimate router for your spot trades. They connect, I believe, over 130 blockchains.
Yeah, something like that. And hundreds of DEXs.
Exactly. Over 130 chains and routing orders across more than 300 decentralized exchanges using AI sophisticated algorithms to find the absolute best price. They really mastered spot efficiency. So now, by adding the EdgeX system, which is essentially perpetual decentralized exchange, a PerpDX, the goal is a complete transformation into a spot plus perpetuals all-in-one platform.
Right. That term zero compromise gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it? Especially in DeFi over the last couple of years, usually by hybrid systems that, well, often end up disappointing. The friction point, it's always been speed, hasn't it? If you insist on full custody and that on-chain transparency, the blockchain itself just can't process trades as fast as a CEX's internal database. So what makes you think this time it's truly different? What are the sources suggesting?
Well, the difference seems to be in the fundamental approach to synthesis, to how they're putting it together. The claim isn't just aspirational, like, we want CEX-level performance with DeFi transparency. The claim is that they've engineered it from the ground up specifically to combine those two things that historically haven't played well together. And they highlight a really specific design choice, maintaining 100% decentralized execution while aggressively optimizing the architecture for low latency. So crucially, they aren't trying to move the order book off-chain just to gain speed. They're trying to make the on-chain execution fast enough to genuinely compete.
That is a bold assertion. I mean, other platforms using rollups or specialized layers, they still often struggle with things like liquidity depth or capital efficiency compared to the big players like Binance or Coinbase. So this isn't just adding a feature. This sounds like Aave.ai is really trying to position itself as the core, full-stack on-chain trading infrastructure for the whole Web3 space. And they seem serious about the rollout, too. It's already live on the Android app, you said.
That's right, live on Android, with iOS and web interfaces apparently coming very soon. They're pushing it hard.
Okay, but talk is cheap, as we always say. Let's get into the mechanics. How precisely does EdgeX achieve this seemingly impossible balance of speed and decentralization? Because the traditional hybrid models didn't quite nail it. Here's where it gets really interesting. Can you walk us through the architecture? How does it work under the hood?
Okay, so what's fascinating here, according to the materials, is that the EdgeX PerpDex is designed to be fully layered. And the priority, right from the start, seems to be verifiable security. Unlike some platforms that might say, centralize the matching engine off-chain for speed, EdgeX insists on 100% on-chain matching and clearing. That's the bedrock.
100% on-chain matching and clearing. Okay.
Yeah, so this means every single significant event, the order matching itself, the actual trade execution, and the final settlement, every step is written onto the blockchain via smart contracts. And this is absolutely crucial because it ensures public verifiability and, well, fairness. You don't have to blindly trust the platform operator. You trust the code, which anyone, in theory, can audit.
But wait a second. If every single trade has to hit the chain for matching and settlement, how do they possibly overcome that inherent blockchain latency? I mean, that's typically the exact point where performance just falls off a cliff, right? You get stuck waiting for block confirmations.
Right, and that's the core engineering problem they claim to have solved. It comes down to their low latency architecture. They achieved the CEX-like speeds, reportedly, by using a highly optimized roll-up mechanism. You can think of it almost like batch processing, but significantly more advanced. This mechanism, combined with some very sophisticated liquidity routing logic, allows them to process transactions with efficiency benchmarks that are, according to their claims, actually competitive with centralized exchanges. So it's about overcoming the bottleneck that usually cripples most purely on-chain trading systems.
Ah, okay. So they're optimizing the delivery of the trade confirmation to the chain, maybe batching it smartly, rather than sacrificing the location, keeping the critical stuff off-chain.
I see. That makes sense for speed. But what about liquidity? Perpetual contracts, especially leveraged ones, need really deep markets to function properly. And often DEX liquidity feels siloed, you know, chain by chain.
Excellent point. And that brings us neatly to their third major component, the cross-chain liquidity network.
Because ABB.ai was already this master aggregator for spot liquidity across, 130-plus chains, EdgeX is built specifically to leverage that existing infrastructure. It actively aggregates perpetual contract liquidity across multiple chains simultaneously. So this isn't just about finding the best price for a spot token anymore. It's about pooling contract liquidity from different chains, which should dramatically enhance the price depth and overall capital efficiency.
Okay, so deeper order books, less slippage for the trader.
Exactly. For the trader, this means slippage should be minimized and capital gets used much more effectively compared to a PerpTX that's stuck on just a single blockchain. And finally, underpinning all of this is what they call security by design. Because the entire system runs on transparent, audited smart contracts, it's engineered to eliminate those dreaded single points of failure. Every liquidation, every funding rate calculation, every settlement, it's all publicly verifiable on-chain. It's like having every single trade potentially verified by thousands of independent nodes at once, rather than just trusting a single entity's internal ledger.
That really does clarify the difference between this approach and some of the past hybrid attempts we've seen. Okay, let's make this tangible. For the everyday Web3 trader listening, what are the immediate practical benefits of knowing that every step of your perpetual trade is 100% decentralized and on-chain?
Well, the immediate benefits really revolve around risk elimination. With this fully on-chain model, some of the biggest risks you face when using centralized or even hybrid platforms, they just kind of evaporate.
Like what specifically?
Okay, first, you maintain full custodial control of your funds. So no custodial wallet risks like we've seen with exchange collapses. That's huge. Perhaps more subtly, but just as important, there should be no hidden spreads or manipulative pricing possible because the order matching itself is publicly verifiable on the blockchain. And crucially, there's zero possibility of internal arbitrage. You know, where the platform itself might trade against its own users based on hidden order book data. That can't happen if everything's transparent.
So liquidations, settlements, everything is out in the open, auditable by anyone?
Precisely. All transparent and auditable.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this ties back perfectly to the team's stated broader vision, right? They're aiming to enable users, like you listening, to complete the entire trading cycle from, say, acquiring the spot token you need as collateral all the way through to placing a leveraged derivative contract on it, all within one unified and, importantly, trustworthy platform. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you could argue this kind of move signifies, well, maybe the accelerated end of the era where platforms could get away with just being spot only.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Traders, especially sophisticated ones, they demand unified professional-grade tools across both derivative and spot markets. And now, increasingly, they're demanding full transparency for both.
It really sounds like they're doubling down on becoming this comprehensive data and execution infrastructure layer for Web3. So what's next on their roadmap? To show us this isn't just a one-off product launch.
Well, the immediate next step, as we mentioned, is rolling out the full cross-platform support, getting the iOS and the web interface up and running alongside Android. But beyond that, they seem focused on deeper market penetration and integration. The sources mentioned plans for expanded leverage options, which traders always want.
Naturally.
More contract pairs across a wider variety of chains, leveraging that cross-chain capability. And crucially, enhancing their analytics suites. They're planning to integrate new, powerful data points directly into the platform, things like real-time funding rate data, tracking user flows between spot and perps, and even real-time anomaly detection.
Ah, so leveraging their data strength again.
Exactly. To deepen the synergy between their existing massive spot aggregation services and this new perpetual market. It's about making the whole ecosystem smarter and more interconnected.
They're trying to build a moat using both data aggregation and high-performance execution. That combination, yeah, that could be difficult for competitors to replicate easily.
It's a powerful combination, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. What does this all mean? What's the core takeaway for our listeners? The key knowledge gain here seems to be that this Avad.ai and EdgeX integration, well, it appears to genuinely attempt to resolve that longstanding performance versus transparency trade-off in perpetual trading. And it does this through some pretty robust custom-engineered on-chain mechanics using things like optimized rollups and that cross-chain liquidity pooling we talked about. So for the professional trader or even serious retail traders, this isn't just an incremental improvement. It looks like a potentially meaningful upgrade in the underlying trading infrastructure, one that aims to put the verified security of DeFi finally on par with the necessary speed of CEXs.
Yeah, and reflecting on that, it raises a really important question for you, the listener, to maybe ponder. If these unified, fully on-chain platforms can now demonstrably deliver CEX-level performance, you know, the low latency, the deep liquidity, a good user experience, what lasting competitive edge will the purely centralized exchanges or even the hybrid ones maintain in the long run? Especially for the serious, perhaps more capital-intensive Web3 trader. Is decentralization, their full transparency and custody, now shifting from being just an optional benefit that may be required to sacrifice, to becoming a fundamental baseline expectation for any high-performance trading platform going forward? That potential shift, well, that could be the biggest market restructuring we see in the next few years, something to think about.